Okay, we are going to do non-hate, adosa. So let us go to slide number 2. Here you can see non-hate path stemming from skill state of non-hate, adosa, kusalamula. Wisdom by means of thinking, chintamaya prajna. Concentration without thinking and with only exploring. Avitakka vichara mata samadhi, and training in higher virtue, adisila sikha, sign of equanimity, upekkha nimitta, non-ill will thinking, avyapada vitakka, final knowledge faculty, anyindriya, the approach with non-ill will, avyapada pavichara, abandons the search for existence, bhavesana prahana, aggregate of virtue, silakkanda. So let us go to slide number 3. Wisdom by means of thinking, chintami prajna. Wisdom by means of thinking consisting of contemplation of arising and passing away phenomena. It is stemming from the skill state of non-hate. When one understands the passing away phenomena, then for that person, there is establishment of consciousness as that every idea is not befitting to seek delight, welcome or remain holding. Such establishment of consciousness is included in wisdom by means of thinking. So, thinking about passing away phenomena of suffering is included in wisdom by means of thinking. We appreciate the arising phenomena of suffering when there is hate. It is like a balloon pushed down on water, come up rapidly. You know, my grandfather, who's demanding good food, with hate, he's angry. If he get it, then seeking delight, welcome, and remain holding will occur. In other words, he is appreciating the arising phenomena. So here we are talking about the thinking about the passing away phenomena. So let us go to slide number 4. Here we are talking about concentration without thinking and with only exploring. Avitakka vicharamata samadhi. Wisdom by means of thinking fulfills the concentration without thinking and with only exploring. What is concentration without thinking and with only exploring? There is no thinking, avitakka, and there is exploring, that is vichara. What sort of thinking is absent? There is no thinking of going from birth to birth because he seeks the cessation of it. What sort of exploring? Seeks only Nibbana. Aspires only Nibbana. So this exploring part, remember we have spoken of, you know, a bee is coming to a flower and not getting to the flower. It is guy rooting around the flower. That is exploring. Why the bee is actually thinking, there are maybe good flowers, you know, other than this one. Likewise, what is exploring here? We still search the path. He knows Eightfold Path, Seven Factors of Enlightenment, etc. Now, which one take me to Nibbana? Is it the Eightfold Path? Or the meditation on 5 aggregates. So that is exploring. It is by getting rid of all defilements and the cessation of craving one would reach Nibbana. You see, Nibbana is to be found within. It is the cessation of all the craving. It is not something outside. Now, recall that the non-greed path has concentration with thinking and exploring as the third step. And if at least there is loving kindness, metta, and has no ill will, then that is the qualification for the concentration without thinking and with only export. Why is it? Because we have laid the foundation for concentration due to mind, chitta samadhi, that eliminates going from birth to birth. So what we are saying here, you see, we have non-greed path. So there we have wisdom acquired via listening, sutamaya prajna. From that one we come down to concentration with thinking and exploring. And from that one we are going to the right side, where we are going to have concentration without thinking and with only exploring. That is what we are discussing now. So this one is coming from non-heat, wisdom by means of thinking, and we are reaching here. So to go to the right side, that concentration with thinking and exploring, to the concentration with only exploring, the concentration due to mind is the one helping. If you have concentration due to mind, chitta samadhi, then we do not seek forms due to feelings. To understand this one, let us go to slide number 11, the last slide. So here you can see the first diagram, wisdom by means of thinking. From that one, we are getting concentration without thinking and with only exploring. So now you can see the wisdom by means of thinking means we are thinking about passing away phenomena of suffering. And here, concentration without thinking and with only exploring has two things in it. One, not thinking of going from birth to birth. Two, seeks only Nibbana. So seeks only Nibbana part is supported by the wisdom by means of thinking. We are thinking about passing away phenomena of suffering. And to the left side, you can see concentration with thinking and exploring. So here, like, you know, existence as condition, birth come to be. Remember that part of the meditation? One seek delight in form, welcomes, remain holding, and then you come to the stage where, because of the existence, the birth come to be. Think about my grandfather's example. He is asking for, you know, food, you know, pleasurable, you know, good food. And then he is angry because he is not getting it. We all subject to aging. So there is no point of shouting. So what we need to have the loving kindness. So that if you understand, because of the existence, the birth come to be, then you are not looking for this good food and sort of scenario. So whatever concentration that is arising because of the contemplation and understanding existence as conditioned birth come to be, then you have loving kindness, which you have understood in a painful way with quick realization. So then you get the concentration, loving kindness arise from such concentration, and that concentration is actually helping us not thinking of going from birth to birth in this concentration without thinking and with only exploring. It has two parts. The first part, not thinking of going from birth to birth, is supported. If my grandfather is getting, you know, good food and so on, then he is actually thinking about going from birth to birth. So now you can see there's a linking from the concentration with thinking and exploring is supporting the first part of concentration without thinking and with only exploring, while the second part is supported from the wisdom by means of thinking. If you do this one, then you are coming to training in higher virtue. So training in higher virtue, which we are going to study next, in a nutshell, you understand, killing leads to hate, stealing leads to greed. If you get rid of killing, stealing, etc., then we have non-greed, non-hate, non-delusion. So give them up, then we do not seek forms because of original formations. Remember, Potali Suttas, we were seeking pleasurable forms because of volitional formations. So that part will tell us that we are not going to seek pleasurable forms because of volitional formations like killing, because we have given them up. And the left side, concentration with thinking and exploring. So we have concentration due to mind. So when if you have concentration due to mind, then we do not seek forms or elements because of feelings. So in other words, these two are helping us to get out of the diagram in Dukkha table, second slide. Remember, there was this element and the feeling and the going bad way through fear. So the left side, because of the feeling, we are not going to seek forms. So the left side will disappear because of the left side of this diagram, concentration with thinking and exploring. And the right side, you can see going bad way through fear, volitional formations, and insistence that this is truth. So since we are getting rid of these volitional formations like killing, that is from trained by higher virtue, we do not seek forms because of volitional formations, as we have given up killing, stealing, etc. So you can see that slide 2 of Dukkha table will disappear. That's a great thing. So let us go back to the slide that we were in. We were in slide number 4. So then let us go to next slide. Slide number 5. So that is trained in higher virtue. Concentration without thinking and with only exploring fulfills the training in higher virtue. Understanding and knowing that greed, hate and delusion come to arise from killing, stealing, etc. And formally having got rid of killing, stealing, etc., effort is made not to let them come to arise in the future, knowing that they can come to arise. This way he completes the training in high virtue. In this instance, exploring vichara and its leaning towards Nibbana is helpful, which we just explained. So in other words, killing leads to hate, stealing leads to greed. Get rid of killing, stealing, then we have non-greed, non-hate, non-delusion. Then we do not seek pleasurable forms due to original formations. So we reach training in higher virtue. So that is that part. And then sign of equanimity, upekkha nimitta. The training in higher virtue fulfills the sign of equanimity. We have been suffering because we adhere to certain ideas such as earning money from working, killing living creatures by having a chicken farm, etc. We might give up those actions like killing, stealing because of virtue, and hence feel happy because we gave up those bad actions. That happiness persists in the mind. We then pursue all the feelings associated with this point one here, that is killing, stealing, as suffering, dukkha, because of happiness that we reach in this point two. That means when we give up killing and stealing, and having given up those things, we come to sort of a happiness. An example would be, let us say that a poor person, and then he saw someone having a chicken farm, and then he thought, let me do that one as well. So remember that story that he is now having going in a Benz car and so on. And then the full moon day, one of his friends coming to him and say, "Friend, let us go and practice virtue today in the temple." So this person is saying, no, I can't go to temple. I don't want to go there. But the other person is insisting and somehow dragging this person to the temple. Now, today he is not killing, not bloody handed. And then he has sort of a comfort. Today I'm good. I'm not harming anyone. And he actually see, other people who are practicing virtue. Maybe an ant getting into the teacup, and they slowly remove the ant, let it live. So now he's thinking, I am with this bloody hand and killing, and I'm killing. Now today I am good, not killing. Those things are actually giving me a pleasure. Now because of that pleasure, that calm he has got, he is actually thinking whatever thing he was doing before killing is suffering. And that is the sign of equanimity. You see, if you are not blaming anyone, even from your mind is concentrated. You are happy. Sometimes we are even blaming a mosquito, maybe a fly. This stupid fly is not letting me concentrate or something. If you are not blaming anyone, even from your mind is getting concentrated. Chitta Samadhi is there. So this is a good meditation at this point. Think about 10 unskilled states of the mind. That is killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Now, for a moment you think, I'm not going to work. And since I'm not going to work, the happiness that you have, you are not going to kill. Therefore, how much happiness I have because I'm not killing. I'm not bloody handed. And similarly, think about not blaming anyone, not having harsh speech, not having the lie, and also mental ones, getting rid of covetousness, ill will, and the wrong view. So 10 skill states you can recall and thinking that I'm giving up. Why? Because not because someone is telling you, but because when I give up, there is happiness. Because of that happiness, then whatever thing I was doing is suffering. So let us go to slide number 6. So that is non-ill-will thinking. Avyapada vitakka. The sign of equanimity fulfills non-ill-will thinking. When there is repeated leaning towards the sign of equanimity and established on the sign of equanimity, then there is enter into non-ill-will thinking. Here, hate subsides when there is non-ill-will thinking. And when hate is subsiding, we reach non-hate, adosa. So, this one means you are actually repeatedly going for this sign of equanimity. Not killing, not stealing, and so on. So let us go to slide number 7. Here we have final knowledge faculty, Anyindriya. Non-ill thinking fulfills final knowledge faculty. One understand the Four Noble Truths as absolute truth from the final knowledge faculty. He knows A as absolute truth, the noble truth of suffering. B as absolute truth, the noble truth of origin of suffering. C as absolute truth of noble truth of cessation of suffering. And D as absolute truth, the noble truth of path leading to the cessation of suffering. The success in getting rid of the attachment to the attainment of jhana samapatti, in I shall come to know finally as yet not finally known, is helping here. Now, a little while ago, we learned non-ill-will thinking in slide number 6. So Nanda will be thinking, suppose the first one over here, A, the absolute truth, the noble truth of suffering. How? A person killing an animal does not understand death as suffering. A person stealing does not understand birth as suffering. If you are not doing that, then you understand birth, death as suffering. So we have A, the first noble truth, the noble truth of suffering. So it is, the first one is supported from the non-ill thinking. And then this B and C over here, second and the third noble truth, they are supported by I shall come to know finally as yet not finally known. How? Remember, we put effort to remove attainment of jhana ranging from 4th to 8th there. So the idea of permanency is removed. Because if you have been living in spaces infinite and 20,000 great eons or so, so you have the idea of permanency. Now if you are successful in getting rid of this attainment of jhana, like space is infinite, then the permanency is gone. So the idea of permanency is removed. Then what B and C is saying here, first, the second and the third noble truth, arising and passing. So that is impermanency. When the idea of permanency is removed, then the impermanency can be understood. So this can be shown in slide number 11. So let us go back to slide number 11 and look at the diagram. So here you can see we have non-ill thinking. So here hate subsides. And you know, a killer would not understand death as suffering. A thief would not understand birth as suffering. But if you are getting rid of those things, then you can understand death as suffering and birth as suffering. So first one, in the final knowledge faculty, is now supported from that idea, that is suffering. And the second one and the third one, that is the arising and passing away phenomena of suffering, is supported from the I shall come to know finally as yet not finally known. Here we put effort to remove jhana attainment. So the permanency is removed. Now you understand and it is just arising and passing. So that is how it is actually the final knowledge faculty link to the two, one above and one from the left side. So if you are successful in doing that one, the idea of pleasure is abandoned and suffering is discerned. So then truth becomes apparent, and that is approached with non-ill-will. So this is another meditation. We will come back to this one, this diagram again. We were in this slide number 7. So let us go to slide number 8. That is this approach with non-ill-will. Avyapadu pavichara. The final knowledge faculty fulfills the approach with non-ill-will. Thoroughly establishing on non-ill-will thinking is termed the approach with non-ill-will. How establish? Whatever hate that has got rid of before, not letting it to arise again. To that extent is the establishment. In other words, whatever things we have taken as special because of the former original formations, now having known such original formations as suffering, the pleasure is abandoned from the sign of equanimity. Remember the equanimity, sign of equanimity. Here you have done something bad, like killing bloody-handed before, and you gave it up. And then there is pressure. Because of the pressure, now you pursue whatever thing you have been doing as pain, no suffering. When the pleasure is abandoned, the suffering is discerned. And the Four Noble Truth as Absolute Truth become apparent. For him, Absolute Truth become repeatedly stable, and there is no waver from it. And this part we already discussed in slide number 11. So the idea here is successful is knowing dukkha, suffering, then the idea of pleasure is abandoned. So when this idea of pleasure is abandoned, then you don't want to go anywhere. You don't need existence. And that is the next slide. So let us go to slide number 9. He abandons the search for existence. Bhavesana Prahan. The approach with none will fulfilled. Abandons the search for existence. When one understands the idea as suffering, he abandons the search for existence. What sort of existence? Any existence from not an attainment of Nibbana in the interval, Antara Parinibbana, until Nibbana after death, Parinibbana. So to understand this one may read this Virtue Discourse, Sila Sutta in Bojjhanga Sangatta, Ukemaka Sutta in Kanda Samyutta. What is it says in the Sila Sutta to understand this? So in that Sila Sutta is saying, Virtue Discourse, Buddha is saying one may destroy cankers, taints, in this very life and not going anywhere for birth. Secondly, one may destroy cankers at the time of death. And thirdly, one may attain Nibbana if he can't actually end it at the time of death. One may attain Nibbana in the interval. That is like mind-made body and you are destroying and you are not going anywhere. And the number 4, the fourth one is attain of Nibbana upon landing. You might land in Akhanita Brahmaralam. And then by the time of your landing, you destroy your cankers. And the fifth one is attain of Nibbana without exertion. Let us say he spent some time in Akhanita, half of his lifespan or so, and then he get rid of these cankers and become an Arahant. And the sixth one would be attain of Nibbana with exertion. Maybe towards the end of that lifespan, he get rid of that one. If you cannot do any of those six, then it says the seventh one is one become bound upstream, heading towards Akhanita. So you'll be born in other Brahma worlds, and then you are going to Akhanita at the end, so that you can completely destroy your cankers. So that is what is meant over here. Any existence. When the idea of pleasure is abandoned in the approach with non-ill will, we just discussed in slide number 8, then you lose the notion I am due to pleasure. So you wouldn't want to go for an existence. Because of existence, birth. Birth is suffering. If you give up existence, then it is killed, kusala. So let us go to slide number 10. That is aggregate of virtue, sila kanda. The abandoning of search of existence fulfills the aggregate of virtue. When there isn't any existence, that alone leads to virtue. Just imagine that there is a planet that only 4 people are there, and what they got is 1 loaf of bread. If you are going to be born in there, then you have to ask for a share of that piece of bread. So you might get this fighting. So if there is no existence, then your virtue can be there. That alone leads to virtue. So this has to be understood as in Sivitabha Sivitabha Sutra. In middle and saying, things that should and should not be practiced. And what that discourse is saying, if a certain kind of conduct, let us say bodily, verbal or mental, is followed and unskilled state of mind grow much, skilled states of mind decrease. This kind of conduct is not to be followed. For example, killing is unskilled. Stealing is unskilled, so should not be followed. If a certain kind of conduct is followed, an unskilled state of mind decrease, skilled state of mind grow much, this kind of conduct is to be followed. Not killing, not stealing. Buddha having said this thing, you know that person, a never returner, anagami, he can have 7 more births. So Buddha is asking that rebirth not ended. Should we follow in that one as well? That is also should not be followed. That is what is we call rebirth not ended will be get rid of. When one abandons the notion I am, asmiti, fulfills the aggregate of virtue. And then covetousness will be abandoned. So there are few meditations here. And the last one would be this slide. Here we should contemplate 10 unskilled state of the mind and we should get rid of them, as we are talking about the Sevitabha Sevitabha Sutta. Why we repeat this one? You know, we did this one in sign of equanimity, remember? Why repeats? It is this final knowledge faculty. And then we know the truth, suffering. When we understand it is suffering, so we are not going to go from taint of ignorance to the taint of sensual desire. You are going to the taint of sensual desire thinking it is pleasurable. You are not going to do that. So the meditation after understanding truth of suffering is more powerful compared to when you are contemplating at the sign of equanimity. Okay, so let us go to slide number 11. One way to do the meditation is that go through all the steps starting from the second slide down to slide number 10. So rather than doing that one, Sampati Mahabrahma is telling you to do a meditation in this slide number 11, the first part. To make it easier for you to meditate, let us write down certain things in this diagram. First, the wisdom by means of thinking. Above that line, you can write down thinking about passing away phenomena of suffering. Thinking about passing away phenomena of suffering. And then the concentration without thinking and with only exploring. So in this tiny box, probably you need to write down two things. The one, first one is not thinking of going from birth to birth. Not thinking of going from birth to birth. Second one, seeks only Nibbana. So that is the definition of this Avitakka Vichara Mata Samadhi. Concentration without thinking and with only exploring. And then concentration with thinking and exploring, and top side you can write down existence as condition, birth come to be. Existence as condition, birth come to be. And you can remember this grandfather's example. And then the concentration you are getting, you know, that the concentration with thinking and exploring, Savitaka Savichara Samadhi, so you are actually mindfulness regarding the body is done. So from that one, remember you get the concentration and then you get the loving kindness. So write down underneath this concentration with thinking and exploring, loving kindness arises from such concentration. Loving kindness arises from such concentration. And that one is helping us in number one here, concentration without thinking and with only exploring. Remember, not thinking of going from birth to birth. If you consider what you have already, your taste buds are gone and you understand there's nothing I can do other than spreading loving kindness. So you are not going to think about going from this birth to another one, because that would be the same. In other words, we do not seek forms because of feeling, as we have concentration due to mind. So write down that part as well. We do not seek forms because of feelings, as we have concentration due to mind. And then to the right side of this training in higher virtue, write down killing leads to hate. I think that would remind you stealing leads to greed as well. So you don't need to write down killing leads to hate. Get rid of killing. We have non-greed, non-hate, non-delusion. Get rid of killing, we have non-greed, non-need, non-delusion. So from that one you can see, give up them, then we do not seek pleasurable forms because of volitional formations. So the meditation part is you are focusing on concentration without thinking and with only exploring. And then you are linking the two terms, one above and one on the left side. How? Since you are seeking only Nibbana, the second part here, it is supported from the wisdom by means of thinking. Thinking about passing away phenomena of suffering. That is, you are seeking only Nibbana. So the second one is done. And the first one, you wrote down, not thinking of going from birth to birth. That one is supported because of this loving kindness that we have. And so you are not thinking about going from birth to birth. And when you do that one, then you get this idea, killing lead to hate, and you get rid of them, and non-greed, non-hate, non-delusion. So then we are not looking for pleasurable forms. Now you wrote down two sentences at the end of concentration with thinking and exploring, and another, the last one in the training in higher virtue. Those two terms are now helping you to get rid of the diagram in the dukkha table, second slide. So since we do not seek forms because of feeling, because we have concentration due to mind, then we can see in dukkha table that element part is taken care of. We are not going to seek those forms, those elements, because of feelings. And then going bad way through fear to the insistence that this is truth, the volitional formations are there. That part got rid of training in higher virtue. From trained by higher virtue, we do not seek forms because of volitional formations, as we have given up killing, stealing, etc., like in Potali Sutta. So you can see that diagram will disappear. So that's the first meditation. And for the second meditation, you can contemplate about the sign of equanimity. Remember, you have been doing killing, stealing, and so on. One day, you give up that killing and you are going to practice virtue, and that day you realize, so today I am without this bloody-handed thing, and you are happy. Your mind is calm. Because you are happy, now you think what I was doing before, like killing, stealing, they are suffering. So you give up killing, stealing because of this pleasure that you have. Just imagine. For a moment, you are not going to blame anyone from your mind. So your mind is so calm. So that is sign of equanimity. Then having done that one, we come into third meditation. That is non-ill will thinking over here. So write down just above this one. Hate subsides. Hate subsides. To the right side, you can write down, a killer would not understand death as suffering. A killer would not understand death as suffering. A thief would not understand birth as suffering. So if you are not doing those, then you understand birth and death as suffering. So now you can see those two terms that, you know, you can actually contemplate the 10 skill states if you want, which you have already done. in sign of equanimity, then you understand the first noble truth. Since you are not killing, then you understand the death as suffering. Since you are not stealing, you understand birth as suffering, because you are not going to mother's womb and steal sperms. So that is, you can see, that one is supporting this final noble faculty, first one. So write down over here, four noble truth. First one is supported from the non-nihil thinking. And I shall come to know finally as yet not finally known. Write down just underneath of that one. Effort to remove jhana attainments. Effort to remove jhana attainments. Remember, it is from 4th to 8th jhana attainment levels. So within bracket you can write down permanence is removed. So now you can see the second and the third noble truth of final knowledge faculty is now nourished from this left side. Because you are removing the permanency, now you understand it is arising and passing. So contemplate on that one. So this final knowledge faculty, first, second and third, how it is get its support from the one above and one from the left. And then approach with non-nihil. Here you write down the idea of pleasure is abandoned. The idea of pleasure is abandoned. Suffering is discerned. Suffering is discerned. Truth become apparent. Truth become apparent. So you can see, since we are not killing, stealing, so then we understand birth, aging, death and so on as suffering. So since you understand suffering, then the foolish idea that we have that it is pleasure is abandoned. And you establish on that one, on that absolute truth. So the truth become apparent. So that is the third meditation. For the fourth meditation, we already mentioned that you can go through the whole thing from the top to bottom, and along the way you have meditated upon sign of equanimity, and then you know when you come to the aggregate of virtue, you can repeat it, because now you understand suffering, and then you are getting rid of this killing, stealing. It's more powerful, because you are not going to go from that taint of ignorance to taint of sensual desire. The poor person, why he was actually thinking, it is better for me to have a chicken farm. He was thinking the other person is having a good time. Now, so that means pleasure. If you abandon this idea that it is pleasurable, then you are not going to go. So those are the four meditations.